Lovely day in Prince of Wales Island today. The last couple of days, just complete soft sun. I don't know if that makes you jealous or not, other than Canal Boat, but we saw the sun. And it wasn't really low in the sky. We actually were able to see it. It's amazing. Really mild temperatures at around 50 degrees. Waterfalls flowing. Bears are awake down here. It is fine weather for basketball here on Prince of Wales Island. The weather, not so conducive to good Skagway play. I think they'd like it a little colder. The score right now, 40-12. Klawock Chieftains up over the Skagway boys at the half. And looking at some of the scoring for Skagway, Kota Shindo leads the way for Skagway with 6. Cook's got a bucket, and Colton Belisle. 2 early buckets for Colton, and he's gone kind of cold from the field ever since. Rebounding situation, a little slim for Skagway. Kota's got a couple. Danny Brady's got 3. Micah Cook's got a rebound. And Alex Ackerman has 1. Stephen McKnight, a couple of steals also for Kota Shindo. And as we look at the Klawock Chieftains leading scorers tonight, that leading scorer is going to be Nate Yockey. He has dominated the action with 15 points. Trey Marvin, not far behind with 10 of his. Mason Hoppy's got 9. And Kobe Edenshaw has also come up with 4 points. Block, playing well. We resume action. Skagway now is going to be going left to right across your headphone set. And on the left-hand side of the court, it is Kota Shindo with an air ball from about 19 and a half feet, which leads quickly to a Klawock fast break and a layup. He's got to be wary of that offensive rebounding or defensive rebounding of Klawock. A long pass intended for Danny Brady, picked off by Klawock, quickly up into the forecourt goes Yockey, and he's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Skagway's got to stem the tide of turnovers, and they've got to start increasing their rebounding significantly if they're going to get back into this game. They're down 30 right now at the half. Not looking like that's much of an option, but crazy things happen in the game of basketball. The first shot attempt on the free throw by Nate Yockey, up no good. Nate Yockey to take his second free throw attempt. Up and around every inch of the rim, falls down for 1 point for Yockey. Kota Shindo trying to make a quick pass, picked off. Layup opportunity, no good by the Chieftain. Second layup opportunity, off of the rebound, up, no good, but it looks like we do have a foul call. Michael Kennedy will go to the line for the Chieftain. That foul will be called on Alex Ackerman. Alex and Colton Belisle down low right now on the free throw line for Skagg. Kota Shindo and Stephen McKnight up top of the key. And Danny Brady roaming. That's your starting 5 in the second half for Skagway Panthers. Kennedy's second shot attempt up and good. 44-12 the score now. Ball quickly into Kota. Kota trying to get the ball into the middle of the court. Danny Brady throws it off a foot of Michael Kennedy. And it will be Skagway ball. Quickly now, a long pass from Kota over to Colton Belisle. Colton is able to catch it. His shot up, no good, from about 17 feet. A little bit off balance and not going to the hoop, but an open look for Skagway, which is something that has been a rarity in tonight's tilt. Not so for the Chieftains. Yockey with an open three-point shot, misses it off the front of the rim, and now ball comes into the hands of Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle wants to work it down to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight not ready for the pass, and it goes right by him out of bounds. You've got to be ready for passes in this game, or you're not going to catch him. This end or any game. Chieftains now with the ball in the forecourt, weaving the ball around the perimeter. Nicely done. Mason Hoppy gets the ball in the post. His turnaround jumper is good. And that's a foul at the midcourt as Skagway's trying to break this press. Ball went from Colton Belisle to Danny Brady at the bottom of the circle, and Danny Brady is fouled. by Kobe Edenshaw of Klawock. It will be Skagway ball, right down below the press box. Press box in Klawock, a little difficult to get up into. The ladder, for some reason, the ladder starts at about chest level. This isn't that easy to get into, I'm just telling you. Andy Brady now with the ball at the top of the key. Looking left, passing right. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo's got a pick by Alex Ackerman, and that gives him an open look at three, and he knocks it down. Nice little pick and pop action. Kota Shindo, the recipient of that three-point bucket. And that was the first clean look by Kota in quite some time. A quick shot up and good by Silas Makaseyan. Klawock, that was a three-point bucket, and the answer to Kota Shindo. Now Kota's pass, a little bit long and a little bit low, unable to handle that pass for Belisle. The ball goes out of bounds. Another turnover for Skagway, 49-15, with 5:40 to go here in the third. Chieftains have the ball. Another kind of awkward shot by Makaseyan. On this one, no good. An interesting maneuver by Kota Shindo there is his. It looked like he was going to pass the ball hard with his right hand. He was able to keep the defenders at bay. Goes into the high post to Steve McKnight, gets it right back. Kota wants to shoot. No, instead he passes over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle's line drive shot hard off glass. Didn't draw rim. Comes off into the hands of Nate Yockey. Nate Yockey gets the ball. And now Edenshaw's hands. His shot no good. Back over to Yockey. Yockey wants to drive baseline and is allowed to do it. Reverse layup by Nate Yockey is good. Another bucket for the Chieftains. Behind the back pass from Kota Shindo over to Colton Belisle. Gets it back over to Kota. Kota over the fourth. Kota quickly into the hot post to Colton Belisle. His shot no good and no rebounding presence for Skagway on the offensive glass. And that's got to change if they're going to compete in these games on Prince of Wales Island. Chieftains have it into their forecourt now, and here he goes again. Makaseyan, his long three-point bomb, and he kind of brings the ball down into the right shoulder before he shoots it. It was no good. Kota Shindo dribbling against three Chieftains, now fourth, and a fifth has joined into the defense. They've settled back into their zone, and Shindo's pass, no good, over trying to feed it to Steve McKnight, but there was no chance of making it happen. The Chieftains get a fast break opportunity. Instead, they fumble the ball out of bounds, and it will be Skagway Panther basketball. No pressure now as we've gotten deep into the second half of action. Just under 4 minutes to play, 51-15 is the score. Klawock up over Skagway. Danny Brady now driving down to the right-hand side. Pump fake, got two players in the air, and they both landed on him. Looks like that foul is going to go against Trey Marvin. His first foul of the game. Just two team fouls in Skagway. Two team fouls against Klawock so far here in the second half. Colton Belisle hands down the ball for Skagway. Gets it over to Steven. Steven not looking for the pass, trying to set a pick, but just it falls into his lap, literally, and he was able to get it. Gets it over to Kota. Kota's shot up, no good. Danny Brady almost comes down with a rebound. Can't corral it. Makaseyan or Klawock comes down with it, gets it over to Yockey. Yockey's up at the top of the key, tries to work it down low, and that pass was a little ill-advised to go from the bottom of the half-court circle to the baseline on a line. Too many Panthers in the way. Skagway ball, Danny Brady has dribbled it off his foot, picked up by Edenshaw. Edenshaw gets it over to Yockey. Yockey into the forecourt. He wants to work against the double team. Double team falls off of him, and he just kind of casually brings the ball up to the top of the circle. Trey Marvin shot from deep, no good. Ball out of bounds. We'll go back to Skagway. Alex Ackerman to take the ball out on the sideline for Skagway. Trey Marvin checked out of the game. And for the first time tonight, checking into the game will be Moses Blacknop. Danny Brady has the ball stolen from him by Moses Blacknop. And a pile up in the middle of the court. Alex Ackerman goes down hard on his hip. Looks like he's in a bit of pain, getting up slowly. He's getting a hand from the crowd here as he gets up. And an obvious amount of pain. He's going to go over to the bench, and hopefully he'll be all right for the long haul. I think he's fine. It's not a terrible injury, but it looks like he came down pretty hard on that hit. Ackerman's going to take a rest. Stephen McKnight in the game. Micah Cook in the game. Danny Brady. Otis Shindo. And Colton Belisle, all seeing action now for Skagway. Danny Brady with a great steal. Kota Shindo into the forecourt. He's going to launch up a three-point shot. His shot up and good. That's the key for Kota Shindo's game. If he's got an open look, he can knock them down. 51-18 now the score, and quickly into the forecourt. Shot up and no good by Galactinov. Bachor pulled down by the Warriors, and now Belisle has come down very hard, and he is down on the court. He's in pain. He's up, and in a frustrated fashion says, "I'm fine." His mom's there to help him off the court. Father Belisle, one of the chaperones on the trip from Skagway. Looks like Colton got hit in the chops pretty hard. He's touching his gums like he might be bleeding a little bit. Not happy about the contact here in this particular game. A quick three-point shot up by Mason Hoppe, no good, but rebound up and in by Nate Yockey. Yet another bucket by Yockey, who is single-handedly tearing apart this Skagway Panther defense. Yockey, a guard, but rebounds like a post and shoots like a guard. A tough combination for Skagway to handle. Quickly into the forecourt, Danny Brady wants to work to the baseline. He gets it up. He's no good. Couple of Panthers there trying to get the rebound. Goes off of both of their hands and out of bounds. It was Wyatt Belisle and Micah Cook unable to come up with that rebound. Danny Brady's shot missed. 53-18 the score. Deep in the third quarter. A minute and a half left to go. A partially blocked shot, it looked like. Still goes in, and that's the luck. Blaine still launches one quickly, and it looks like Micah Cook got a hand on it, but it still went in. What would have happened if Micah Cook had missed it altogether? I don't know. It probably would have been quite the miss. Kota Shindo now has it for Skagway in the forecourt. Micah Cook looks to set a pick for Danny Brady over on the right-hand side. Now Kota gets the ball over to Danny. Kind of dribbling with the ball a little bit. The extended area on the left-hand side of the court. Now brings it into the middle of the lane and runs right into Micah Cook, loses the ball through Cook's leg. The ball goes back over to the Chieftains. The Chieftains quickly into the forecourt, passing the ball around. Yockey gives up a three-point look and gets it over and sets Blaze Dilts. Blaze Dilts, 23 feet, knocks it down. Another three-point bucket for the Chieftains. About 35 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Danny Brady wants to weave into the lane. And on his way in, he is fouled. And we are not in the bonus situation. Skagway ball on the side. 30 seconds to go in the half. Will Skagway wait for one shot? Probably not, being down by 41 points. Kota Shindo to inbound the ball. Gets it over to Brady. Brady works into the lane. Pump fake up. His shot no good. Rebound comes out of the hands of Kevin Isaac. Kevin Isaac gets the ball over to Blaze Dilts. Blaze Dilts gets it over to Galakchinov, whose pass goes out of bounds. Skagway ball. Kota Shindo has it now in the backcourt for Skagway. Kota works it over into the front area, gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. A couple pump fakes by Danny Brady. Throws off the official enough, and the official says, well, that must have been a travel. And so that goes back over to the Chieftains. They've got 3 seconds on the clock. And they don't call the travel on the Chieftains on that one. Instead, they let the clock run out. 59-18 after three quarters. And this one has turned into a rout quickly for the hometown Chieftains of Kloak.